No? Thanks, Vincent. Thank you. Okay, our second progress report would be from the Task Group on Management Model of the Harbor Fund. If you go to paper number 22, we have the progress report in writing. During the period of September to November, we did not hold a formal meeting per se, but a member's suggestion, we held a brainstorming session on October the 6th to discuss the outstanding issue of the recommendation report. Members will recall we have a draft already, but some of the the recommendation need to be fine-tuned and finalized. So members of the task group discussed at the brainstorming session the institutional arrangement for the proposed Harbor Fund Commission. You remember the task group was recommending the establishment of a commission. We discussed the commission role, membership, and the operation mode. And members generally agree that the proposed commission would play an advocacy, oversight, and advisory role, would exercise overall coordination and monitoring, as well as foster and encourage Harbor Fund development through means including partnership with the private sector. Members recommend that the commission be composed of lay members as well as senior government official, with an independent non-official as chairman and the secretary for development as vice chairman. As the proposed commission would not be intended to have statutory or executive power, the harbor unit would be responsible for following up recommendation put forward by the commission as well as the coordination work within the government. Members also expressed support for the wider application of the PPP in the development and management of the Harbor Fund, noting the wide variety of possible PPP models with different levels and forms of private sector involvement. Actually, in the past year, we went through many of these models and, locally in Hong Kong as well. Members suggest that the Harbor Unit consult the task group or the proposed commission in future on specific sites when PPP opportunities arise. And we understand that this has been followed up as well in what Mrs. Carrie Lam reported earlier. So taking into account the views expressed by members at the brainstorming session, the Secretariat revised the recommendation report and circulated to members on November the 9th for further comment. And I should report that our task group is a very productive, hardworking task group, so we normally do not have shortage of comments. And so we've had a bit of follow-up to come up with a coherent report. Hopefully, we could, finish the report in the next several weeks. I should also report there was an informal meeting with LECO Panel and Development Subcommittee on Harbor Fund Planning held on August 24. At the meeting, members of a task group who attend shared observation and finding for the three overseas visits and their views on the ingredient for a successful Harbor Fund, such as an overarching body, meaning the commission that we subsequently proposed, and this public-private partnership format. Anyway, so that more or less summarizes the work of the task group. The task group's work is not finished yet. We still have to put together all the comments and try to come up with a coherent final report. Hopefully that could be achieved in the next number of weeks. Thank you. Any queries? Comment? If not? Yes, may come.
Chairman, just for the record of the meeting, I think when we say partnership with the private sector actually it's not just the business sector. We also include the community, civil society organizations, professional bodies, etc. So just want to clarify that. And also, I was in a meeting with the LegCo members, and they raised, okay, 2 points kind of like impressed upon me. The first one is that they asked the kind of like our work, and I have a feeling that they did expect us to consult them on the future proposed institutional setup. So that's how I feel. So I'm not sure about other members who were there. You know, do you have a similar impression? The second one is that they also raised concern about PPP. So I think we need to be a bit careful when we advocate public-private partnership to differentiate this from what Hong Kong knows about PPP currently.
Thanks, Rika.
Good point. Thank you.